a life of affluence. I mean, as a child, came up in it. Remember now, he has inherited. He's a young ruler, rich young ruler. I mean, it's because doors were opened and made for him because of his family and his namesake and his wealth. And so now he doesn't know any other way. And so don't act all holier than thou. Because with the little bit some of us got, if the Lord were to tell us to sell our hoopty, sell all the little stuff we got in our apartment and give the money to the poor, we'd ask the Lord, is he losing his mind? I mean, let's keep it real. We got stuff we won't give away, less known sell to the poor. Stuff we can't wear. Stuff we forgot we had. Stuff we done bought two and three of. And we miss it because we get caught up on those things and begin to cherish those things. And with the self-righteous attitude, it was a deadly combination. And so when he said that, the third assumption again was that everything he thought could be bought with a price, including eternity. He was a powerful a young man, affluent, had the means. Knowing and dealing with people, know that everybody has their cost, got their price, got their figure. So he comes to Jesus and he negotiates with Jesus. And Jesus throws out again a foundational criteria and he meets it and he's excited. And then Jesus tells him, because he meets him, he beholds him, he focuses in on him, he knows what makes him tick, he knows where his heart is, he knows where his desire and his love is, and he goes right to the money issue. The possession and the power, the affluence and the position. You see, it's because of his money that he had the position he had most times, in most cases. And so because he knew if he had no money, he'd no longer have the position that he has. He knew without the money his life would be changed, but not only would his life be changed, but his position and his place and his preeminence would be changed. And that was too much changing for him. Eternity was long and far off. Possessions and power were present. And so because of what he had and took an inventory even mentally of all the stuff he'd have to give up, all he had to sell, I want you to see what he missed. Let's go back to the text. Verse 21 again, and I'll read 22 as the close of this. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, everything he said to him was because he loved him. He loved him. And sometimes you got to tell folks stuff they don't want to hear when you love them. And it may be hard and it may be difficult, but if you really want to know the truth, and I say the truth to you, it is not to hurt you, it's to help you. He came to Jesus. Jesus didn't come to him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
All my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, some right now have sicknesses that have been with you for a mighty long time and you're wondering what to do. You know, friends, we've dealt with herbal remedies for many a year. Some are dealing with evildoers. Some are in financial need. Maybe you right now are in prayer right now for your family to have peace, trying to have success on that job. Yes, you that have that court case pending. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that wish to write us, get your pencil and paper ready, friend. Those of you that are having trouble right now, we've said in the past, there's always somebody back in the days of old that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so you can get rid of that pain in that body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, friends, I'm here to tell you that God is yet in the blessing business. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. No matter what you're facing, friends, you can turn that situation around. All you need is just that faith, friends. Write down the telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. That's right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. When you write me, my friends, include your return address and your telephone number. Some right now are praying that they don't have to go through the things that they've seen others go through. Some right now have been different places looking for help. I'm going to ask that you don't give up, my friend, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around. I'm going to play a testimonial for you in just a minute, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, letting you know that there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in prayer and that are in need. Yes, my friends, I've talked to some that had trouble with their mate, their loved one, that husband, that wife that's gone astray. Some right now has had trouble just trying to enjoy the life that God has given us here on this earth without going backwards. My friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, Write down that telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444.
And you was having problems with witchcraft?
Right.
And you didn't have no peace?
No.
Well, you tell me. You tell me what happened.
What happened before you came?
Yeah. Tell me what happened before you came.
Before you came?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was, had a problem. Nothing didn't seem to go right. And, they were putting it in my window, in my door, through the cracks, so I could smell it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like something was stalking me. You know, I had to raid the window at night, open the doors up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And on my job, they were putting it on my job. It made me miserable on my job. And they get on my clothes, and when they get on my clothes, everything in my house smells just like witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Everything you touch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when I stopped by there Sunday night after the broadcast,
right?
Because I told you I was coming down there now.
You did.
And I came. Now you tell me how things are happening. What's happening down there?
Okay, I ain't smelled no more witchcraft in the women or in the doors, not even in my apartment at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't did everything you know you told me to do yet.
No, we ain't even. Should we just touch the surface? And the surface showed you how well it's going to work.
I know Jesus lives, and I know he gives to you and you.
Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, there is a way being made out of nowhere. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer here on another Lord's Day. No matter what you're praying over, my friends, let's just join us. Lay your hand on that radio. You might be praying with someone who's having the same trouble that you're having on the other side of town. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Asking that you don't give up, friends. I'm asking that no matter what you face, my friends, you'd look at it and